This year's league meetings now officially adjourned here on this Wednesday afternoon at the Arizona Biltmore. The league's annual meetings, sometimes also referred to as the owners' meetings. It's been practically 8 months to the day since the Broncos and Annabelle Bullen together announced that owner Pat Bullen would take a step back from the day-to-day operations of the club to focus on his battle with Alzheimer's disease. I sat down with President and CEO Joe Ellis earlier this morning and asked him what it's been like to not have Mr. B around as much and what would the owner likely miss most from this annual tradition.
Well, I think for everyone it's been difficult. You know, he was such a presence, first of all, at our building and as our owner. And he still is our owner, but he can't come in every day like he used to, and people miss that. You know, it's hard not to have him there. It's very, very difficult because he was an owner who was in his office every day, you know, and that's sometimes unique and unusual in our business, I think. So he's missed not being there every day. We see him. He's a battler. He's doing the best he can with an awful, awful disease that's unfair to him and unfair to his family. And then here at the league meetings, you know, he had such a presence with the NFL and his work that he did on the broadcast committee for so many years, heading that up and taking all of our television broadcasts to new levels and our contracts with the networks to new levels. A lot of hard work on the Management Council Executive Committee, dealing with labor issues for so many years. Dealing with the stadium committee, he did work there with the finance committee, and you know, to not have him involved the way he was, it's just difficult to, you know, to sit in the meetings and not have him there at our side.
You often mention with Mr. Bullen his fingerprints were on so many different elements of the organization, but at the same time it was also hands off. He let people do their jobs. Do you get the sense here at these meetings almost like, oh, he would have loved this idea, or he would have been on board with this, and they're really pushing for the right things that he would have also agreed with?
I do. I mean, I think about what he would have, how he would have felt about issues, what he would have said about issues, and, you know, I sort of feel like it's my duty to carry out what his wishes were, and oftentimes my opinions are shaped when speaking to people at the league office or other owners about trying to form a consensus on an issue. You know, what would Pat do? You know, as I said, it's just a shame that he's not there to talk about that, engage in really, you know, healthy and vibrant conversation about league issues anymore. So we just try to do the right thing. That's always what he wanted to do, and represent ourselves appropriately.